maybe for the next couple of weeks we'll talk about Shoivvim. More b'derech avoida. Real oimik b'pnimius. I think it was 2-3 years ago. We spoke about it as part of a series in this very same spot, actually. That's on Wayu Torah. But this will focus more on perhaps pnimius as well, but a topic, an aspect of Shoivvim, which is somewhat hidden. And I want to thank Menachem for recommending this sefer. Beautiful Likut. And it's interesting. Shoivvim is one of these zmanim, which tkufis, which came out of nowhere. No? Where did it come from? Were you familiar with Shoivvim growing up, Yoni? No, where did Shoivvim come from? So, it's one of those Yomim Tovim / Zmanim, which is like up and coming, more Pnimius related. And the whole discussion of Shoivvim is not Benigla, it's only Pnimius Atayra. But as we come closer and closer towards Masa Mashiach, and there's this surge, this revelation of Pnimius, so what was once Pnimius is becoming Chitzonius and Nigla, and Shem is going to be Megala new Pnimius, and that will be forever and ever the process. Depending, though, on which circles you go to, will make for a difference as to what the emphasis is when it comes to Shoivvim. So if Shoivvim has hit, you know, some of the more yeshivish communities, then the focus then becomes, you know, Taras HaMishpacha series in Halacha, rotation of speakers, you know, something like that. But in the more Pnimius circles, so Shoivvim as, you know, maybe watered down a little bit than the version that it's practiced by the Mekubalim, by the Tzaddikim certainly, is that it's a Zman which focuses on Shmiras HaBris and Kedushas HaBris, etc. By the Chassidim, however, so there is a certain mahalach not to speak openly to draw attention to Nyanim Shmiras HaBris, and it's not so much talked about as loosely as it might be in other places. So some of the asidus which come out of this inyan of Shoivvim during these weeks is what we're going to be speaking about tonight, as is brought up very nicely in the Sefer Eish HaMayadim. So that's Ataf Eish Ayin Zayin. There was a printout which sent out earlier. And let's jump right into it, and we'll begin to develop the idea and kind of use it as a springboard, but he gets the message across very nicely. So he says, "Ha'pagam v'hatikim b'midas ha'yisod." Midas ha'yisod, of course, is referring to the sphera of yisod, which represents Shmiras HaBris. He writes, "B'mamor ha'boyim ha'chayjim klayos v'nefesh." In these next few pages, getting into this topic, what is the Yisod really about? What is the Tikkun really about? How do we draw attention to this topic in a way which is very clean, where we can make an avoda in it, which is very practical? And it doesn't have to emphasize the inyan of bris itself. Hapagam hu b'kach shehanefesh b'kusheres ha'idhi midas ha'hishkashres al dvarim acherim she'inu shayachim letzad ha'kedusha. The midah of Yesod represents a quality in kochas ha'nefesh, the ability of a nefesh to be makasher itself, to attach itself to anything, comes from the sphere of Yesod and relates to bris. And the pagam in this midah of his kashrus, of the need and the responsibility to attach ourselves to things which are dvarm shebikdusha, is the inverse, is attaching ourselves to things which are not shaykh to the tzaddik kedusha. Now, v'le behechrich dvarm asurim chas v'shalom, doesn't have to be things which are usser. If a person is attached to eating cheeseburgers, that's not the only pagam in his kashrus, because it's an isser in Torah. Ela afilu divri harishus, even things which pertain to hetu. Ha'adam le'munach reishav ruba b'tayra. If a person is not in, submerged in Torah, in tefillah, in Shabbos, in Yontav, in Avodas Hashem, yesh lo dvarim achim hachashuvim lo yaisa. That means to say that there are things other than that which are more precious, which are more important to us. I'm going to let him do more talking. Midas ha'hiskashrus nevchenes ha'yidei ha'tainuk sheba adam. How do we measure hiskashrus? Connection. What is the midah which forges connection? That's tainuk, pleasure. Kol echad yachol livchenes atzmo. Each person should question himself. Heichan nimtza ha'tainuk sheli. Where does my pleasure lie? What are the things in life which I enjoy? From the answer to that question, Shamhu midas ha'hiskashrus shalai. That's the answer to where my hiskashrus is, what I am bound by. Bachar shalami kolayom, yeshiva bachar who learns all day, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Memali who has kol hastarim, he's there morning, afternoon, night seder, where he needs to be. Achatainik shalom nimso binyani politics, but he's there because he has to be. But what he enjoys most is talking politics. Harihu poigim b'midas ha'yisod. Believe it or not, this is the pagam in yisod. That sphere of yisod, which is his kashrus. Because connection is determined by pleasure. Is a pagam b'midas ha'yisod and relates to shayvavim. B'midas ha'yiskashrus, the mid of connection, she'itbiyah ha'bayis barach b'chon nefesh v'nefesh, which Hashem instilled in every one of us, mitoch matara she'agira l'histavik b'yis barach, because the midah of hiskashrus was created for us to have a kesher with Hashem Yisbarach. And if the kesher is not there, then there's a pagam in midas ha'yisod. Turning the page. Ha'tikun l'kach, the remedy, achin maschot tchila besur meira. It begins with turning the other way. L'hisrachik b'yamim meilu, that during these days of shavuot, to distance ourselves, Yoisir mikol tekufas hashana, more than other times of the year, mikol mutaros maisveis ha'ilam hazeh, from things which are considered to be extras of this world. Of course, we have to define what extras are, because it may vary, of course, between each person, what's considered to be normal or extra in each community. Ach kol zehu rake emsayi, that's only the beginning, to the avoida of asei toiv. What to attach ourselves to, how to be productive in the midah of hiskashrus. L'hagbiya u'l'remim es ha'tainig b'avodas Hashem, to raise up, to uplift tainug in the world of avodas Hashem. Ad shemidas ha'hiskashrus shalo hitiyah mekusheres bilti l'Hashem levadai. Until a person reaches this goal, this plateau, that he's mekusher to only things which are related to Hashem. He doesn't have to give up his day job, but he has to see himself as a person that he's involved in Avodas Hashem, that he's makushar to Avodas Hashem, because that's where his pleasure is. Hadvarim amurim gam legabi avreichim chashuvim ha'iskim b'mlachtam. Not only for yeshiva bachar, but even avreichim, chashuvim, those who are a bit older, who are oiskim b'malachim l'kdil ha'vitev l'veisam, that they go to work, they're in the office. Kol echad tzarech l'shoif l'hishtadu l'asak b'tayam v'layla. Each person should have a she'ifa, a yearning, and be making attempts to be able to learn Torah by day and night. To be engrossed in Limud HaTorah, something which should be our goal. Ach mesaviv kol hasibus, but yet, he who runs this world is manig es ha'adam. He has us, who may we say so lefamim b'makom ra'ay lo basic ma'asu matan, that we have to be working. O b'tchum ha'chinuch, whether it's in teaching, or b'shar haskanas v'shtalos, whatever area of work, have expertise in Ishtalas, Vishka'ila Sharaim Bekach Kilu Nidchumi Atayra. Some feel that if they have this yearning to be learning, and yet they don't find themselves in the Beis Medrash all the time, which is of course a very holy machshava, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the Torah is rejecting them. Niflutu mi'avodas habari, that they're being cast away. V'nizgarshu, banished mi'sapeach b'nachlas Hashem, from being amongst those who have that tzchus. Sh'ar'inim yorishim v'koylo mi'bokeh v'yaderv. Because they can't sit and learn in koylo because they're being called to make a parnasa, to do what they need to do. What are the responses to that? What are the feelings which come from that? Matzim zegoyim la'adam le'emar, a person can come to feel and to say, Harini shayach l'kfutza acheres she'inim shayach l'avodas Hashem. I'm part of a different group. I'm part of a different group. There's two groups. There are those who are engrossed in avodas Hashem, and there are those who are not, and I'm part of that crew. Mali l'dveikus. So therefore, what do me and dveikus have to do with each other? Mali l'darkus gevoyus. What do I have? A connection to high madregas, to real growth? These are the questions which, as quote-unquote balabatim, we ask ourselves. It's like the elite can have that kesher which the Sfarim are talking about. But for me, it's just limud, but it's not lemaisa. Ach mishe'inu naifa l'chitzonius, but a person who doesn't fall to a chitzonius, to a way of thinking like this, which is chitzoni, eladovak tami b'nekuda ha'pnimis, but is connected to the ikr nekuda, l'hisdabig b'Hashem, which is to have dveikus with Hashem. Shor l'sansba, you can ask himself the following question. Mali hacha mali hasam. Is there really a difference between here or there in the Beis Medrash or at work? At shul or at home? Hashem Yisborach Reitze Shavu Nesu B'chol Matzav. Hashem wants that I should serve Him in every single matzav, v'b'chol makom shani nimsa, wherever I find myself. Hu hoydech yisi l'makom hazeh. He brought me to this place. Ki hu reitze shagadlas machus hedafka b'makom zeh. That I should bring out His malchus here. Even in the office, I'm allowed to, and it's my responsibility to remain attached to Hashem while I'm working. Because dveikus is not something which is confined to a certain place or to a certain time. Each person can find a Kaddish Baruch Hu in every matzav, in every situation, and in all times. And to have pleasure from Hashem Yisbarach and His kesher with Hashem. Because Hashem is everywhere and in everything. They're good yidden that they make a parnasa. Hakoyvim itin laTorah, they set aside times to learn. V'shaymer alasim lechol mishmar, and they watch themselves at all times. And you can say about them that they can check off all the boxes, 613 of them, that they're keeping all mitzvahs and Torah. Achatayinik shalham eino nimtza b'avodas Hashem, but yet they're not enjoying their avodas Hashem. There's no kesher to the avodas Hashem. That their tainik is somewhere else. Harosh munach basakim, that their head is at work. V'rak likras parshas b'shalach, but it's only when it comes to parshas b'shalach, which of course shovivim is the Rashi Tevos Shmos va'ira bo b'shalach yisro mishpatim. Forgot to mention that. That they find themselves be'itzum shem yashovivim, that it's in the middle of shovivim that they have this awakening. Zichronis mihabachrus mitzifim oisem begagugim. Could be that he's 40, 45, 50, 35, and he remembers days of old, mi'itin lanu yachi kedem, that he remembers the days in yeshiva perhaps, ayi halel shishis shel shayvavim, if he wasn't even in the yeshiva where they even talked about shayvavim, I don't know, I think he's giving us the benefit of the doubt. Hashabasais, or the shmuzim from the mashkiach, yimisrachim ala avar, that these thoughts about the past are awakening his spirit, al zechrenes bachros kedumim, of yeshiva days, where he had bigger hasagos and avodas Hashem, or mebitim ala komi b'chutz, but looking at it as a spectator from the outside, kilu lo kosher aliyam klal, but not feeling that it's really not there. Ach yesh Yehudim she'achein trudim b'malachtam kol shoros hayoyim. They are yidden that the whole day, that they're involved in work. But the burden is on their shoulders, on their necks. Lo al rosha, but not on their heads. Ki harosh shakua b'dvarim acherim, because their minds are somewhere else, for the positive. Heim chayim v'noishim es ha-shi'urim ha-kvuim. That although they may be working, but they're living, they're breathing the shi'urim, which they heard on Shabbos, or last night, or in the morning, or as Parshas HaShavua, they're thinking about Yosef and the brachas of Yaakov to his children in the Parsha, or the yortzeit of a tzaddik she'asa lachol ba'od Shavua, or whose yortzeit of a tzaddik is going to be this week, that I can focus on that and take a story, take a limud, to light a candle. He miskoinim kra'achsha lekras Purim, or they're thinking about what's the next yontif coming up. There's a connection that they feel that if there's a shmek of Kedusha, they want to be connected to it. That's what they're attached to. And they're so wet, it's so tangible to them that other people as well can be lit up by it.
Saturated.
There you go. The parashas, these are the weeks to be misakin this mid of connection. To push ourselves to enter into the world of higher tainuk, higher pleasures. And that means to be connected to Torah, to Tefillah, and to Avodas Hashem. But if a person enters into the realm of Kedusha and he feels that it's bitter, like by force, sinking more into these pits, oivim shov v'shov arashimas haveris, something hapagamim, harizabal l'sakim minim simakalkel, hatayin nimsim min avahala, loizu haderech v'lozu hatachdes. Parshas Hashoivim, Hatufim bepelts, and mistachim, me'imas hakruyas, v'chashoch, shemas hacharef. Very cold weeks, months, where we cover ourselves from that cold. Nitan lachra, l'pim yusan, l'galos penes, nakudas hadvigas, shenitan limso, davka basecha, fele vatsina. There's a certain fire in the dark, and in that cold, l'galos, as I is damnas, l'halos, as I nitsoise, shenof, l'emek abacha, is referring to now our previous idea. To glowing face, to a higher tainuk, yisano army teicha chayshach daika. Just to give perish to a perish, and then we can maybe expand it for a little bit. My Rebbe says this all the time. The shmiras habris is a much broader issue than what we consider to be shmiras habris, because bris. The word bris itself means kesher. Like the Ramban writes, that the bris bin habisarim. What does it mean, the bris bin habisarim? A bris means that two parties come together, and they're working towards a common goal. It means kesher. The luchos habris, because there were two luchos. And because they were really one, there were two which were one, so that's called a bris. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah bris milah, it was a way of attaching ourselves to Him forever, in a way that it's not possible to detach ourselves from Him. Which is why we say, Yisrael afa pishachata Yisrael hu. It's impossible for a Jew to be completely forsaken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo yitesh Hashem amai, v'nachalas lo yazav. Kol Yisrael yishlem chedek l'olam habra. And the bris itself is the nekuda by which a Jew is assured that he has a chedek l'olam habra, that he's forever connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us saying, you're an neshama, and your real pleasures are ruchnius pleasures. You're not like the Umas Ha'olam, that when they are connected to physical pleasures, that's where they are, and they connect in a real way. A Jew is identified as a neshama, and therefore his pleasures be'etzim are ruchni, and if they're not, that means that he doesn't know who he is. One of the greatest crises that a person can have today is like an identity crisis, yeah? Either somebody's trying to steal their identity, they have his social, they have his passport, whatever it is, and they're playing as if he's me. Right? It's a big problem. A bigger problem, though, is if a person doesn't know who he is. A person has to go to a psychiatrist or psychologist because he's struggling to know, who am I? How do I deal with this issue? He's in a state of confusion. So that's not a psychological issue, that's a ruchnius issue. And unfortunately, what happens many times in psychology is that a psychologist will teach a person how to come to terms with who he is and his reality and his environment and to accept himself, to accept the situation, which is all very powerful and very good. But it falls short of what B'derech HaMusar or B'derech HaChassidus, Al Pi Torah, Al Pi Pinyas HaTorah, would be to say to a person, know who you are. That you're a chelek elokam imal, you're a piece of Hashem. And if a person doesn't know that, then he's spiritually sick. He needs to see a spiritual psychologist. This shift in perception of identifying myself as a guf versus identifying myself as a neshama is really the beginnings of this whole discussion, which is what Shovim is all about. Let's explain a little bit broader. This parsha, which is Vayechi, is now going to be the end of Sefer Bereishis as we move on to Shmos. And the parshias, beginning with Shmos and Tol Mishpatim, deal with the Seder of Shibud Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim. How do we tie Shibud Mitzrayim? How is Shibud Mitzrayim nogea to me today? So one pshat, like the Mesil Sasharim says, is that Shibud Mitzrayim means that a person doesn't have time to do what he needs to do to fulfill his purpose in this world, which is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Paro said, that as soon as they started to speak about Geula, and they were thinking about the Kates and leaving, so Paro said, Tichbad ha'avoda ala'am, more work. Al yishu b'divesheka, they shouldn't talk such nonsense. If a person has no time during the day, because of his work, whatever circumstances, to be able to reflect on his purpose in this world, to daven like a mensch, to involve himself in chasadim, to learn Torah every single day, morning and night, then a person is circumstantially not in Mitzrayim, but yes, in Shibud Mitzrayim. That's a Shibud. If there's an ol in my life, if there's a responsibility in my life, whether or not I choose to do it or I have to do it, which doesn't allow me to pay attention to my purpose, then that's called Shibud Mitzrayim. But now, like the Machaber here is saying, there is a sense of dveikus that a person can have no matter where he is. What he's doing in this short shtickel, at least in one part of it, was dispelling a myth, which is still a shita by many, that the ikar is Torah, Torah, Torah. But the chassidim, they were not makabel that. But the chassidim, the ikar is dveikus, dveikus, dveikus. Dveikus. Now, of course, a person needs Torah to become David Ba'Hashem. There are certain go-tos that we have, there are staples in Avodas Hashem, which allow us to become Dovuk Ba'Hashem, that if a person is not connected to these things, then he's just in fantasy land. He thinks that he's Dovuk, but it's really just a concept. Torah, of course, is the Iker. It always has been, and will continue to be the main Kayach which allows us to be Dovuk Ba'Hashem. But if a person learns Torah, and it's not for the sake of Dveikus, that it permeates everything which we do throughout the day, whether we're at home or we're at work, that we find that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Al Pi Chassidus, that's considered to be Torah Shaloi Lishma. Because the definition of Torah Lishma, that great virtue called Torah Lishma, Al Pi Chassidus, means Torah Lishem Dveikus. The expansion of Torah to other areas of my life. To how I go to work, to how I sleep, how I conduct myself at home, in my relationships, how I eat, v'chule v'chule, and everything else in life. It's the Dveikus which is supposed to overtake us and allow us to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything which we do. So that's one understanding of Shibud Mitzrayim as it relates to us today. But as we're talking about here in particular, which will allow us to understand this inyan of timing in a moment, when we go back to the episode of Yosef and Mitzrayim, and the brothers in Mitzrayim, and the whole spiel that Yosef put them through until he finally revealed himself, all of that is a Maisa Avosim Labanim to the Shibud Mitzrayim, which B'nai Yisrael, their children, suffered for 210 years. And that's why it precedes, it comes before Shibud Mitzrayim to teach us that this was the setup for that. We can't even imagine the tsar, the Agmas Nefesh, that the brothers had to go through, with Shimon being taken, and Yaakov's life being at stake, and having to be Binyamin, and the famine, and being accused, and Mitzrayim, and the consequences which would come from that, and Chil Hashem. And it was all being orchestrated by somebody who was called Tzafnas Paneach. But the moment that freed them from the Sheba that they were going through, called Tzafnas Paneach, was when Yosef said the words, Ani Yosef. And Chazal learned in the Medrash that this is a dogma to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to see that everything which we went through was only because he was orchestrating it. And what we thought was a galus was really never a galus at all, because he was behind the mask the entire time, no pun intended. It's him the entire time. That's called Ani Yosef. You thought it was Tzafnas Paneach, really it's Ani Yosef. But on a slightly deeper level, what that means is that every single person, he thinks that he's Tzafnas Paneach, but he's really Yosef. Like, I think that I'm Josh, but I'm really Yoshua. Of course, that's just a very chitzonious way to look at it. It has nothing to do really with what the name is. If I identify myself as a goof, and I'm not identifying myself as a neshama, that's called Tzafnas Paneach, Shalom Aleichem, Ani Yosef. This is what the Navi refers to in the beginning of Yechezkel, where he sees that the Merkava, that the Shechin is going into Golas, and he says, Ani B'Seich HaGoyla. I went into Golas, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim teach, Ani B'Seich HaGoyla, that each and every single one of us has an Ani, and that Ani is in Golas, and that's called an identity crisis. That we look in the mirror, and we think to ourselves, this is me. But really, this is a levush. That's not me. The real me is a neshama, which I can't see. And the more that a person is makusher to that identity, which he's not, the more the tanugim and the kesher he's going to have with things which are not him. And that's really what Shoivim is coming to address. Who is my ani? What is my kesher? What is my tainug? Because tainug means kesher. And if I'm a kosher to things which are not me, which are not neshamadik, then I'm not being true to myself, and that's called Shibud Mitzrayim. And so the first aspect of Shibud Mitzrayim is that society of Mitzrayim, which is, first of all, Mitzrayim was filthy, filthy in terms of erva and shtufei zima, Chazal call it. It was a society which was based on lust and pritzus, which is why Yosef was sent down to Mitzrayim. Yosef is the midah of Yesod, he's the midah of Kedusha, of Shemiras HaBris, and he went down to Mitzrayim, which is of course a whole dogma of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Golas Mitzrayim. The Ani Yosef means, I know the midah of Yosef, I now know what it means to have real Hezkashras, to be a neshama, to withstand those nisyonos of what it means, America, where we have so many tanugim. The amount of tanugim which we have exposure to in the course of just one day is much more than kings had just a couple hundred years ago. We have everything at our fingertips. We can go down the street to a restaurant on Central Avenue, and we can literally wine and dine better than literally rulers of years before. In terms of what goes into our mouths, in terms of the beds which we lay on, the cars which we drive, our transportation, the clothes which we wear. We can turn the AC to 71, 72, gets a little 16, whatever. We literally are comfortable in every which way. But the question is, am I makasha myself to those things? Where is my time coming from? If a person goes through a day and he looks back at it and he says, what made this day really worth it? We spoke about this in the Friday show not long ago. What was the highlight today? If a person looks back on the day and he's like, what was really a highlight was that steak which I had at the restaurant, or it was that game-winning shot which I saw at 8:30 on the couch, if I was driving in the car, my favorite song came on, and I was like, oh, such a good moment. I had the windows down, and the, what's it called, the hood was down.
Convertible.
What, in the convertible. And I was that moment, oh, the sun was shining on me. If a person looks back on those moments, and he's like, oh, today was special because of that. And it wasn't because of the shachris today, or because it wasn't a nice tosfis, or it was a nice shir on shrevivim, whatever it was. And the person has to ask himself, is my ani in God? Am I really have identified myself properly as who I am? Or am I in the midst of an identity crisis? Because we're people of pleasure. We can't take away pleasure from a person. Tiny is something which is essential to our health, to our mental health, to our spiritual health. We can't make a person not a Baal Tainuk. In fact, the Sfarim tell us that the Tainuk, the Koyach of pleasure, comes from the sphere of Keser. And the Keser is considered to be the highest sphere, which means that it's the most Sharashi, it's the most essential core Nikud of a person is his Tainuk. To be a little bit more specific, the Sfarim say that the sphere of Keser divides into two parts. One is called Atik, and one is called Arech, which the Chassidim teach as pleasure, tainug, and ratzo. These are the two most fundamental qualities of a person, is ratzo and tainug. And so a person can't be taken away from tainug. Tainug is essential to human health. The question, though, is where is our tainug? And that defines our hiskashos.
Those two things are essential to us. How does one change what is essentially who we are? Let's say I identify myself as goof and I look for worldly pleasures. If that's essentially who I am, so to speak, how do I change that if it's above who I am?
So the first step in doing that is cheshbon hanefesh. We consider cheshbon hanefesh to mean, if we do cheshbon hanefesh, that we take a moment in the day to ask ourselves, are we olam haba dikidin or olam hazeh dikidin? That's what cheshbon means. It makes sense to make an accounting. Am I living in this world or am I living for the next world? Am I connected to my neshama, which is a chelik of the next world, or am I connected to my goof, which is a chelik of this world? But literally the word cheshbon hanefesh means to make a cheshbon of the nefesh itself. Cheshbon is only shaykh in the world of two. There's no cheshbon in one. Cheshbon nefesh means to understand and to recognize that I really have two parts. And then the question there becomes, who is the real me? And it's really the beginning of this is for a person to be ma'amin, to have emunah, in the Divrei Chazal, in the teaching of Chazal, that I have a neshama, although I can't see it, I believe that I'm a neshama, and to accept be'emunah that reality, that truth. That's what's called the Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, to be a little bit more specific. In order to enter into the realm of real avodas Hashem, in the world of Siris, we have to enter bottom up. We don't enter from the Keser, we enter in through Malchus. And Malchus means Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. What that translates into a very nice way of saying it, as opposed to like, do the mitzvahs or we're going to kill you. But with a nice way to teach that is that you're part of Hashem's Malchus because you have a neshama. And although I may not know that yet, because I've never had a moment in my life where I experienced my neshama, although I could well imagine that everybody here could think back to a moment where he really felt like I felt a tiny kind of neshama. Whether it was on Yom Kippur or Simchas Torah, or was at a tish, or was just a really geshmak limud or at the koisel, whatever it is. That a person really was margish and he had a moment of clarity that he can look back on to get chizuk from. But even if not, emuna is also the sphere of malchus, and that means, although I may not be able to validate, to experience this teaching, I believe that it's true. And if a person is a maimin, the quality of emuna is that it makes it a reality, and it opens up that shar, that a person will slowly, slowly begin to feel and to experience, and to realize, hey, I'm in a neshama after all. And then he'll start to feel in his limudim, when he learns Torah, not that it's an ol, that I'm a kush over there when I really should be a kush over here. He'll start to taste the sweetness in Torah, and the sweetness in tefillah, and the sweetness in the mitzvahs. This is the beginning of that. And that's why it goes like this. You enter in through malchus, and then you come to Yesod, which is his kashrus. But his kashrus doesn't happen right away. That's why we're giving this whole hakdama to the Mida of Yesod. We have to talk about first Malchus. Malchus means that a Jew needs to know who he is. I am a piece of Hashem. My real tainuk is godly things. So be mamin in that. And then you go up to Yesod, which is the hiskashus to that. And hiskashus means that when I'm attached to it, it means that I never leave it. Doesn't matter where I go or what I'm doing, I'm still essentially connected to that time because I'm in a shama.
You said before that the person was checking all the boxes. He's doing everything. One thing he's lacking is the neshama part.
Right.
So he's already there. He's already in Malchus. He buys into it.
But he buys into the chitzonis way, like we said before. He's buying into it because he has to do it. But not because he feels that this is what a neshama does. I'm a neshama, neshamas do this. Like Hashem gives us mitzvahs and he says, tying mitzvahs, this is what neshamas do. This is the plan for neshamas. If you want to know what a neshama does in this world, here's 613 things which a neshama does. And by the way, you're one of those. So if a person doesn't have that perception of it, then he's just a goof, he's a guy who's going through 613 commandments because it says at the end of the NPS, if you don't do it, bang. And that's really what's motivating him. If you stop him on the middle of the street, you're like, hey, why are you doing this? He'll say, oh, because it's mitzvah Torah, because I have to. But it's not, he doesn't understand the penis of it, that no, you're doing this because you're a neshama. This is what neshamas do. And if neshamas do it, and you're a neshama, you're going to like it. You're going to like it. You can't convince a spider to act like a crocodile. I mean, it's foreign to him. It's just not what he does. And he has satisfaction in doing what spiders do. That's the whole, like, this is part of the whole corruption with, like, now they give the spider as the as the dogma, you know, Spider-Man. This whole idea of people trying to be, you know, animals, trying to replicate, as if you're going to have a time by spinning a web and, like, you know. There's a tremendous timing in being a mensch. Just to being human mensch is a gewaltig tainuk. We don't have to pretend to be like any other animal to have tainuk. Just because a bird could fly, he would give it up in a second to be a mensch. In a second. So we wish we could fly. We have two legs, Baruch Hashem. We could see, we could talk, we could communicate, we can feel, we can empathize. That's all in a guf, Ashrei Nematel Chalkeinu, to be just a mensch. But to be in a shama and to have these tanugim, my Rebbe likes to say, that when a person comes up to Olam Haba, so we think that the questions of, you know, were you Oisik and Tayyur and Mitzvahs are going to be like, you know, very tough questions. So he doesn't say it exactly like this, but it's along these lines. He says, so the person's going to come up to Shemaim and I'm going to say to him, did you see the wonders of the world? Did you see the wonders of the world? So the person's going to say, wonders of the world? What do you mean, like the Grand Canyon, like the pyramids, like the Great Wall of China? I really didn't have so much time. You know, I'm a family man and I couldn't get there, but I saw it online. It looks really nice. I say, no, that's not the wonders of the world. He says, did you see Maseches Ksuvos? Did you see the wonders of Maseches Ksuvos? Did you see how beautiful it is? You see how deep it is? How every single word is mamish gushing? Did you go in to see the way that the tzaddik shook the lulav? You know what a lulav is? What nirchanika is? And did you really have tainig? Did you open up a Noyim Elimelech on Shabbos? Did you see my Arizal? Did you see this? Did you see what that is, the Arizal? You see the wonders? It's the wonders of the world. How much wonders of the world? That's going to be the question. There's going to be a tefillah in a person. I put so many wonders in this world. Look around this room. There's so many wonders. We're sitting in the Beis Medrash. Every single sefer is another wonder. Of course, there's so much bigger wonders than others. But they're wonders. The tainig is calling to us. Not because we have to, but these are pleasures. But if we're not experiencing the pleasures, not because they don't have pleasures. Ki lo yidava reku, mikam, the Torah says, if it's empty, it's not because they're empty, it's because we're empty. We see ourselves as boiras, as being pits, of being people who don't have neshamas, but we're really neshamas. But because we're identifying ourselves as guf, a guf doesn't tsushtel to that. Neshama connects to that. So we speak about Shovim, and the real core of what Shibud Mitzrayim is that this shift from where my Ani is the movement out of Mitzrayim And when we leave Mitzrayim, we continue all the way up until Har Sinai with the Shavuot, which is the giving of the Torah, what Sfiras HaOmer is. It's really furthering this idea of Kadosh Hatzbach HaBomotolach, which that a person can be Makdish, he can find Dveikus in everything which he does. Even the mundane things which we do during the course of the day, it's eating, drinking, v'chuli, all the pleasures. And all the pleasures begin with the Shmiras HaBris, because that Inyan of Bris Milah is considered to be the greatest pleasure which is in charge of all Tanugim. But to identify, to re-identify pleasures, this is really where Shovim begins, in a very practical way. The question is, what is our Tainug? And the Tainug which we have is the answer to the question of, what am I Makushar to? Right, what a person finds himself gravitating towards when he asks the question, what did I do today which is really meaningful? The answer to that question will be a very stark reality. Where I am. How do I identify myself? But the gevaldik decham in that is that I don't need to do anything to make this shift. So now that we're here talking about what it means to be a neshama, we don't have to go ahead and to buy a ticket and have to travel somewhere or do something and have to go find it somewhere. The Avos HaKadoshim did the hard work for us already. The fact that we're Bnei Am Yitzchak Yaakov means that we have neshamas already. Now all that it takes is just that shift. It's what's called the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, that a person is Makabal upon himself, the old Malchus Shemayim, which is Hareini Neshama, and start to act like I really am. And when a person is performing mitzvahs and doing those things from this perspective, this Kabbalah of I'm a neshama, and now let's do it. So that's where the tainim will start to pick up in his avodas Hashem. And by attaching himself to these tainim ruchanim, so he'll be able to detach himself from this fake tanugim, which the world has duped him into thinking this is what tainug is. And to realize that this world of avodas Hashem is a world of tainugim everywhere. Like we say in davening, we're an am medushni oneg. We're saturated with oneg. Medushni oineg. Shabbos is medushni oineg. Not shina b'shabbos tainuk. Not that type of a tainuk. Not because of the potato kugel. Because Friday night davening is a tainuk. Shabbos morning davening is a tainuk. Learning afternoon Shabbos. Shabbos shiddis. Malava malka. Shabbos is a world of tainuk. It's a person is a ben olam haba. He has a taste of the next world on Shabbos. Hashem Yisrach should help us that as we embark on this journey of Shevim, and we'll dedicate another share, maybe or two, towards this topic, that we should know, start to know who we really are. So we bring ourselves out of this identity crisis for ourselves, and for others, to identify ourselves properly, to have true tanug and true ksharm, and to be zeichet to the true yitzir, the ani b'seich ha-golos, the ani b'seich ha-geula, with the Mashiach Tikeinu. Amen.